during the month of October, overall, there were more people working. At least that's according to the government's latest figures. The Labor Department released new numbers today showing the economy added 92,000 new jobs last month. But the real news was the big upward revision to the government's August and September figures. Here's NPR's Jack Speer.
The new employment figures for October out this morning are likely to be cheered by President Bush. The job gains in October weren't great, but there were big upward revisions for August and September. Lynn Reeser is an economist at Bank of America. She says those revisions are what economists are paying attention to.
I think it's a change in the labor market, also perhaps a lagging in the data from picking up some of these newer created jobs.
The government's revision showed 139,000 more payroll jobs added by the economy in August and September than originally reported. Reeser says that's in part because it's not so easy to count those who are self-employed. She says there are more of those workers than the report originally indicated. Also noteworthy was the drop in the unemployment rate.
Big increase in jobs, overwhelming the increase in the number of people looking for work, so we saw that significant drop in the jobless rate.
The unemployment rate, calculated in a separate survey, fell 0.2% to 4.4%, its lowest level since April of 2001. Despite the good news, though, manufacturing and construction continued to lose jobs in October. Jack Speer, NPR News, Washington.